Alright folks, welcome back to the Dopamine Declutter. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and today we're diving into something super relatable, emotional eating. Ever find yourself reaching for that pint of ice cream when you're stressed, bored, or even just feeling a little bit down? Yeah, me too. It happens to the best of us, but trust me, there's more going on than just a craving for chocolate. We're going to unpack the root causes behind this common behavior and give you some tools to break free from those emotional eating cycles. Because let's be real, we deserve to nourish our bodies and minds in ways that truly serve us. Now, before we jump in, remember, there's absolutely no shame in emotional eating. It's a natural human response. We're wired for comfort, and food can definitely provide a temporary sense of relief. But when it becomes a go-to coping mechanism, it can lead to some serious consequences, physical and emotional. That's where we come in. We're going to shed light on why this happens and equip you with strategies to navigate those tough emotions without resorting to the fridge as your best friend. Here are 5 key takeaways that will totally change how you think about emotional eating. First, understand that it's all connected. Your mind, body, and emotions are intricately linked. When one area is out of whack, it affects the others. So, stress, anxiety, sadness, these emotional triggers can send your brain into overdrive, craving instant gratification in the form of comfort foods. Second, identify your triggers. What specific situations or feelings make you reach for that bag of chips or that slice of cake? Is it boredom, loneliness, work deadlines, social media scrolling? By becoming aware of your patterns, you can start to anticipate those cravings and develop healthier coping strategies. Think of it like this. Awareness is the first step towards change. Third, practice mindful eating. Pay attention to your food, its textures, flavors, aromas. Slow down, savor each bite, and notice how your body feels as you eat. This helps you connect with your hunger cues and prevent mindless munching. It's about truly enjoying the experience of eating rather than using food as a distraction. Fourth, find alternative coping mechanisms. Instead of reaching for comfort foods, try engaging in activities that nourish your mind and soul. Go for a walk. Listen to music, meditate, call a friend, or dive into a good book. Fifth, be kind to yourself. Remember, breaking any habit takes time and effort. You won't be perfect every day, and that's okay. Acknowledge those slip-ups, learn from them, and keep moving forward. Celebrate your progress, no matter how small it may seem. Now, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah. She just had a tough day at work, deadlines looming, emails piling up, a frustrating meeting with her boss. She's feeling overwhelmed, stressed out, and honestly, just plain exhausted. What does Sarah do? She heads straight to the kitchen and opens the pantry. She grabs a bag of chips, pours herself a glass of wine, and settles down on the couch for some mindless TV watching. Sound familiar? This is emotional eating in action, using food as a way to cope with difficult emotions. But here's the catch. While those snacks might provide temporary relief, they won't actually address the underlying stress and anxiety. Instead of reaching for that comfort food, Sarah could try taking a walk outside, listening to some calming music, practicing a few minutes of mindfulness meditation, or even just calling a friend to vent about her day. By finding healthier coping mechanisms, Sarah can manage her emotions in a more sustainable way and break free from the cycle of emotional eating. So, let's recap. Emotional eating is often a response to stress, anxiety, sadness, or boredom. It's a learned behavior that can be broken by identifying your triggers, practicing mindful eating, finding alternative coping mechanisms, and being kind to yourself throughout the process. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. By understanding the root causes of emotional eating, We can empower ourselves to make choices that nourish both our bodies and minds. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, share it with a friend who might benefit from it. Leave a review, drop us a line on social media, let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, remember to declutter your dopamine, one conscious step at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.